Ladies and gentlemen, today's audio file is not characteristic of the French Connection's call to action, but rather today's audio file is an expression of frustration with what's happened to our world and what's going on with our world. I want each and every one of you out there who listen to this audio file to understand one thing. I do not call for you to go to an individual or an individual organization on a list and do anything to anybody in a violent fashion. What I am, however, calling for is for each and every human being in the Western world and the world for that matter to understand that we are all up against a terrible tyranny that is arriving on our doorstep and that we need to protect ourselves from it. And that is the reason for this audio file today. But please make no mistake, do not be violent in my name. That being said, please listen carefully to this audio file and understand that there is a time for action and a time to sit back. And I believe that time for action is now well underway. And great to have you all with me here today. This is the third file of the week. And, of course, the last guest that we had was Eric and Christopher, and I'm still urging everybody to give Chris their full support. He has his court date on the 31st of this month. And write the letters. Send it to these cretins up at Hoffman Estates and these Zionist criminals that are working with Homeland Security to make sure that we can secure Chris Bolin from being... being abused, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the country's getting angry. I just listened to my brother on a radio show, and he is one angry fella. And I heard people before and after him with the same kind of anger in their voices. And it's time. I think it's time for everybody to stand up. It's time for everybody. And you know, here's this thing: they're trying this most recent "get your guns" thing, or from Bloomberg and the rest of it. I'm telling everybody in this listening audience and other places that if you have the ability, the money, if you have a credit card with any money left on it, go to your local gun store and buy guns, buy rifles, buy a shotgun. By the means to produce one, by anything you need to defend yourself, arm yourself against potential government criminals. That's what I'm giving you the advice. But this is an absolute demand at this time, I believe, because it's time for Thomas Jefferson's call for the Liberty Tree to be fertilized with the efforts of our individual men in the country now. That's something that my brother brought up on the radio show, that where the hell are all the men in this world? Where are they standing up? A bunch of spineless wimps we've got. And not listeners to my show so much here. Most of you are interested in fighting the good fight. But what the heck happened to the rest of this mushy nation of you know, lighten the loafers, Nimrods. That's time for us to get angry and to stop these people cold in their tracks. And my suggestion is that we start communicating in major ways all of the police departments and military that we know in our families, friends, and we stop bombarding them with the facts. Bomb the tar out of them with the facts about 9/11 and everything else. And tell them clearly that it's going to be you're either on the right side of this or the wrong side, and it's not going to be an issue they can debate once this gets underway. Because I'm telling you, the country is finally falling apart at the seams. The anger is starting to rise. the final straw here was this immigration nonsense, where they're what they've basically done, ladies and gentlemen, is they want a huge immigrant population so that they can stir up problems between the indigenous Americans and the new Americans that have come in from Central America, because that's what they always do. They always stir up fights between minority groups and the resident populations. It's the only way that they can justify coming in with force. You see, they use it on their airwaves and their controlled media to tell everybody, look how terrible things are. We need more police. We need more aggression. We need more control. We need more. And see, this is the MO of this criminal group. And basically, these Mexicans coming up from the south, they're victims. They've been sold a bill of goods down there. Hey, go up to America, get some money, get la la la. Hey, why not? You know, if you're a poverty-stricken South American, or if you're a poverty-stricken El Salvadorian or a Guatemalan, it's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you come up? But you see that the policymakers are doing it on purpose so that they have a ready-made crisis. But see, what they're relying upon, ladies and gentlemen, is the military to step in for them. And I'm saying, or the police departments or sheriff's departments to step in for them. And I'm telling you that we need to inform these police and sheriffs. They are just citizens in most cases, just like us. They live down the road. Their kids go to school with your kids. You might even have a policeman in your family. And of course, in many ways, they've been indoctrinated to not believe the things that they're seeing around them. But I think even they are starting to see the truth now. Even the least intelligent among the police are beginning to understand the depth of all this stuff. And guess how easy it'll be to beat these people once the police have moved away from these criminals' control. Now, of course, the Zionist leadership of the country, which we have almost painfully attempted to out, to give you the ability locally. We've asked you to look into your local Zionist-controlled areas. We've asked you to double-check our information on who controls what in the federal level, on the state level, in the party level, in the legal system, in the lawyers, in the judges, in the medical, in the medical systems, in all of these different things. We've asked you to make sure you know who the Zionists are, whether they be Christian, like Pat Robertson, or whether they be a Jewish, or anybody from that Zionist camp, because when the fan and the crap merge, they need to be got to right away, right away. And I'm calling on these ideas to be circulated, to be understood, to be known about, to be fostered, to be shared amongst people who of goodwill. These are the demands that Thomas Jefferson made upon all of us. That when tyranny arrives at our doorstep, we all have to stand up. You know, where I sit right here, we've got tyranny on its arrival. It's coming. Here. You can't escape it anywhere. You know, America and France have the longest-standing friendship of any country with America. And in fact, much of the Constitution was written from French documents. But France, too, has lost liberty. It is also dying on the vine, as America is. There is a worldwide attempt now to enslave every human being outside of their elite group. And they're using lied-to public officials to help them. And I'm urging every single person within the listening audience, and I'm telling everybody, to get this stuff as far and as wide as we possibly can. Because world Zionism and criminal Zionism and the crimes being done by the Ashkenazi Zionists of this world in the banking structure and in these think tank groups across America and Europe, across Britain and France and Spain and the United States, are going to take our freedom from us permanently if we do not stand up now. I urge every single person to finally begin to take a different kind of a stand now. No more backing down. Now, Some people have written me about Ron Paul. They say he's the best of a bad bunch, and that very well may be true, the best of a bad bunch. And he may well be afraid at this point because they can get to Wellstone. They can get to Mel Carnahan. They can get to Kennedy. They can get to anybody on an individual basis that they want to get to and kill them. And maybe the envelope he's pushing is as far as he feels he can go. And I will give him that possibility. But the fact of the matter is to say that Osama bin Laden still needs to be sought out on national television by this man is an affront to my knowledge of the world. And I find it offensive, Ron Paul. I find that offensive to say that Al-Qaeda is something we still need to be fighting against. There is no Al-Qaeda. There is, and it's the Zionist Jewish CIA government-backed criminal group that is bought and paid for through their control of companies like DynCorp and Blackwell Group and all the rest of these companies. They pick the best criminal operatives they can from around the world, from their small elite clique within the CIA, their entire group of the Mossad, their pseudo-military organizations, and they find loyalty within it for money, for power, for out of blackmail or whatever it is they want to use, and they put these people to work in small teams, and these are the Al-Qaedas of the world. There is no Muslim fight against us. There never has been. The attempt has been to pit Christianity against Muslims by these people. Now, I don't follow any of these dogmatic religious convictions. I don't have them. I do know, ladies and gentlemen, that when you are placed against the wall like we are right now, with your backs firmly there and you have no choice, what are you going to do? You're going to roll over and become an East German like the Stasi did to them and fear your neighbor and worry if someone's telling on you and walk lightly and take whatever you can get and stand in bread lines? Is this what you want for your future? It worked for these criminal Zionists when they enslaved Russia and East Germany and Czechoslovakia and the rest. It worked for them. We can't let that work in countries like France and like Germany and like England and like Spain and like the United States, because if we do, this will be the last taste of freedom humanity ever has. And I'll tell you why I believe that. Because they are coming up with ways that their small group can ultimately stop dissent from ever building. Take a look at what they've done to the roads and streets of Britain. With over 4 million cameras in the country. They are working on this small elite group having the capacity to control everything. And so that the moment anyone, anywhere, puts their head above the parapet, it will be chopped off. And if we allow them to put these final pieces of this puzzle of control together, we're finished. It's time to stand up now. Not just against immigration, but against the murder of 3,000 people on September 11th, against the lie of murdering an innocent country like Iraq, against the saber rattling of the potential of blowing up an active nuclear power plant that would spread nuclear waste all around the globe. Deep depleted uranium right now is showing up on every single soil test on Earth. Cancer of the thyroid and of the glands and of the lymphatic system and of your blood are skyrocketing. Our young people are coming back from Iraq with all kinds of diseases. They're having giant earlobes for children because their sperm has been poisoned. And all the people who live in Manhattan, almost to a man, are sick. And many tens of thousands are dying from what these people did. Silverstein, Lowy. Yeah. Lauder. Pataki. Giuliani. I want him taken away from the human family forever, this man. He is a criminal of the highest order. When is enough going to be enough for each and every one of us? when are we going to say that the next thing is going to spark it? It has to already be enough now. It has to be. Eric and I have discussed this so many times. Where's the outrage? Everyone knows 9/11's a lie. Everyone. Even the stupid morons dribbling down the road. Or the Republican liars. It's time for us to say enough is enough. In Europe, in America, in Australia, in New Zealand, everywhere. Time to say, finished for me. I've had it. And why can't we take these people and put them in prison? It's we the people, ladies and gentlemen. You know, over here, this is supposed to be a country based upon the rights of the electorate. We know that's not true. We know that that has been stolen from us. When are we going to say, okay, guys, you can take this right, but oh, please leave me that one. Well, okay, you can take that one too, but am I still allowed to drive a car? Okay, can I go to the store? Is it all right if my child, can I? What is this about? This is about cowardice. Our cowardice in the face of a small elite group of crooks, a mafia, a Zionist, Ashkenazi, Jewish-led mafia worldwide. When is enough going to be enough? Tell me, please. When? Oh, you know, you do this stuff every day. Eric does this stuff. Christopher does it. We do it. There's people across the internet writing about the truth of all this stuff, and it's sitting there in front of everybody's face, and everybody's saying, yeah, 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 this and that. And then I've got these imbeciles, these, and it's not, they're not imbeciles. They're, in fact, they're very, very sophisticated criminals. That are trying to undermine our message. Of course, they don't touch any of our research. It's about making it about the messenger. Badmouth the messenger, not the message. You can read all about it over at a thing called Daryl Bradford Smith Indicted. Take a look over there. Post if you'd like. Read this stuff from these cretins. They are sophisticated. They go into your confidence. They work hard for you for a time until they can glean a couple of nasty things about you, and then they go out and they trash you. It's what Posing Digits did. It's what many of these crooks have done, and they're doing now. Some of them are so easy to spot. Some of them are, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you just take a look at it, and it's all about calling people names. And you say to yourself, what would be the purpose of this if there's no evidence to the facts that they're trying to say about any of my research, any of Eric's research, any of Boland's research, any of Pidcock's research and Ray Figg's research and what Lieutenant Colonel, what's her name that had came on so many times, and all the people that we've had forever and ever, and all of the people that have worked so hard to tell the truth about all this stuff. McDonald we've had on, and we've had on everybody. Man, I'm not touching any of the research. It's all about me being this or me being that or living in a foreign country, or are they saying I don't even live here or that I don't speak French. Well, I do speak French, you putain merde. Sac de putain merde. Enfoiré. I speak French quite well, and I'm going to tell you something else about what I just told you. It's in no uncertain terms where to stick it. I've had it. So many people have had it. We're up to our eyeballs in this crap storm. And when is it going to be enough, ladies and gentlemen? When are we going to say, okay, you know, this world is melting down around our ears, and no one's standing up. No one's stopping these cretins over at Wake Up From Your Slumber. They should be bombarding them. They should ban them. They should run. They should find out where they are. Fight them. Fight at every turn. What's wrong with us? can see, hear the panic on these people's lips. You can see the desperation, how desperate they are to badmouth me, Eric, and Bolin, and people who've been telling the truth. They are desperate to get us out of the way. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Even if they take me out, even if they put me in jail here in France, even if they put Eric in jail or Bolin in jail, the simple fact of the matter is it's still time to stand up. Doesn't matter what happens to individuals, because I have already come to the realization that if we do nothing, we're toast anyway. We're finished anyway. If we do nothing, when they finally do get the lockdown on everything, we are going to be in shit up to our eyes. Excuse my foul language, but it's in keeping with the rest of this mess. Now, there is a disclaimer here. I am not calling for individuals out there to go after any individual. There are no people that I'm saying, you go and do this to this person, or you go do that to that person. This is a generalized understanding that we've been assaulted and that we need to defend ourselves against it. There are no specific calls upon you to go after a name or a person or a place. And I need you to understand that. This is a clarion call to arms against the revolutionaries who have destroyed our freedoms. And these people have committed criminal revolution against our liberties since the beginning of our country, and they're becoming more and more sophisticated and successful at eliminating our rights under our different constitutions wherever you may live. This is a worldwide criminal cabal that is destroying freedom every place. They're using their banks, they're using their media, they're using their food control, they're using their drug companies. Not calling on you to go out and be violent against any individual. So be clear on that. This is not about you selecting an individual and then being violent. I do not call on you to do that. What I am saying is that the public should have already become fed up with this situation long ago. And I'm wondering when it's time to say enough is enough for everybody. Little rant for you today. Again, ladies and gentlemen, be clear on this. This is not a call for you to select anybody and go and be violent against them. Do not think it is, and do not do that in my name. But prepare yourself to defend yourself against what is absolutely unavoidable at this point. Prepare yourselves to defend yourself, your family, your neighborhood, your relatives and friends. Understand that this is not something we can turn back from. It's too late. America has gone too far down the path to destruction, and I don't see any other alternative but to turn it around with protecting ourselves from these criminals. Be clear on the facts, though, ladies and gentlemen. Until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling each and every one of you, get a gun, buy it, keep it in your home, protect your families, protect your lives, protect your liberties, protect yourselves. And stand tall against these odds, because we are the majority and we can win this if we take the right actions. I'm calling on liberty and freedom to reign, not tyranny, not criminality. No more murdering and wars. No more lies. No more raping the public purse, stealing oil, killing innocent foreign people, allowing our country to be invaded by foreigners. All of it. It's time to end it. Stand up. Be counted. Till the next time. Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to be well. Bye-bye now.